This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your morning's going well, and I hope you're ready to start it by spending a little time with God. I hope our little time together here on the radio is maybe just the kickstart for a more meaningful time that you have personally, alone, with your Bible open, talking to God. It's so awesome how God meets with us in the Bible. He speaks to us through what we read there. His Holy Spirit was the one who inspired the authors of Scripture to put God's words down, and he's the same one who then takes those words and makes them meaningful, not just in this sort of general truth kind of way, but speaking right into our hearts and lives. So neat. We're looking this week at the Old Testament book of Haggai in the Bible. And we've seen that the people of Israel have been in exile for years and years, more than an entire generation, have now been allowed to come back and begin to rebuild Jerusalem. But there's been opposition, and that work has stagnated. And one great critical thing has been omitted in their rebuilding, and that is that the temple is still lying in ruins. I remember that the temple was so symbolic of God's presence, God's blessing, in fact, really, of God's covenant relationship with the people of Israel. It was where the Holy of Holies was. It was where the sacrifices were made for the forgiveness of the people's sins. It was so important to the people and important to God. In fact, God calls it my house. And he comes to the people here in Haggai, and he says, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, while this house, the temple, lies desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." That is, think about your life. "You have sown much, but harvest little." It's almost like he's saying, why do you think that is? "You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there's not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but still no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes." Do you ever feel like that about your money? You're putting it into a purse with holes? "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." There it is again. "Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with you and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house. Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on what the ground produces, on men, on cattle, and on all the labor of your hands." Do you see what God is saying? Why do you think I would be pouring out my blessing on your life when you continue to ignore me and put me last in your life? In another place in the Bible, it says, "They that honor me, I will honor, declares the Lord." Well, are you honoring God in your life? Are you putting God first? One of the evidences that God may be trying to get your attention is if he's frustrating your life and all your efforts to put stuff in your own pocket are being frustrated. Why don't you stop and consider your ways and put God first, starting from today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.